I believe, as a music student, that we need to bring back local music, especially music without amplification. Think of this, that if the electricity goes down, how will all the electric and electronic stuff work? Whereas my violin, and I'm just an average violin player, it was made, according to the label, 300 years ago, but I don't think it's true. It'll still work, I hope, in 300 years if someone doesn't sit on it, and it doesn't need electricity. And the same goes for clarinets and the human voice. I mean, yes, I'm very grateful for the microphone here, but we don't need that to make music together. I think we need to, if you can't play an instrument, at least try to learn. We need the rebuilding of local orchestras and local choirs. Practically anybody can sing, and if your voice isn't so great, well, just stand at the back of the choir. It's still great fun. Local, we need dance. Dance with local dance bands and orchestras. Again, as best we can, without amplification, so we can hear ourselves think and talk to each other. Theatre, we can put on local theatre. We can make local films. Using advanced technology, it's true, but it is extraordinary what we can do now with relatively cheap video equipment, and many of us are already doing this. Clothing, make our clothing locally again. That is a part of our culture. We express part of who we are through our clothing and the designs of them. And we must also produce local life once again. So all these things, I think, will actually make us feel better. This is where joy resides, where friendship comes, through these local activities, through these shared tasks. And it's through shared tasks that we'll build community. Community is derived from the Latin sharing with, communere, furnishing ourselves with, sharing with. So community, I believe, only actually exists when you start sharing with, and best of all, doing shared tasks. And many of these things I pointed out, like storytelling and music and theatre and dance, they're wonderful shared tasks. You actually feel marvellous at the end of these things, no matter how hard you've worked or, you know, if you're feeling not in the happiest frame of mind.